it's interesting. It's lucky a large part of this area has been included within the archaeological park, which was a really far-sighted move on the part of the Turkmens to create this archaeological park. And the boundary here runs out to this modern canal just to our left. And that's had a profound impact. Areas that were within agriculture and being ploughed and gradually being destroyed. And we can see from looking at aerial photographs in the 1960s and 70s, there was more surviving in terms of humps and bumps in this area in the 1960s, 1970s, which have been ploughed away subsequently. But that process has now stopped because the park boundary has been pushed out here and therefore protected these areas. Having said that, the boundary only goes as far as the canal, and there's an issue that the ploughed fields beyond that canal have still got lots of archaeology in them, and there's an issue of whether we might ultimately rethink the boundary of the park and perhaps consider the options to push that a little bit further out to protect the rest of the suburban area. The other big problem here, as you mentioned, is the water table. The relatively high water table causes a lot of problems for the earth buildings. It's much higher now than it was pre the 1950s, so before the building of the Karakum Canal and the raising of the water level within the oasis. And there's not really much we can do about that. The big picture of the water level in the oasis, but we can do something more locally about improving the quality of the drainage and trying to allow the buildings to dry better, which stops the salts coming up into the base of the walls and causing a lot of the undercutting, which causes a lot of the serious collapse. So there's still much work to be done in thinking about drainage schemes, land management, and how we can keep this landscape functioning. I think there's also quite a lot about interpreting this landscape. As you mentioned earlier, at the moment there's only there's the two big buildings that people see, but there's a lot more that they could see in this landscape if we could help them to recognise it and place themselves in that landscape.